Welcome, sweetie. I've heard you're interested in experiencing the joys of sharing your mind with another as they share theirs in return. It's a unique, oftentimes life-altering affair. Stepping into the mind of another opens your eyes, expands the limits of your imagination. And allows you to see new colors, taste new flavors, and hear new tones. I promise that you'll have fun. I promise that it will be well worth it. And all you have to do is listen and follow as I take you down. Now, I want you to imagine something for me. Picture a long flight of stairs leading down into a pool of bright neon blue light. On each side of the staircase, thin strips of light guide down the banisters, nice and round and made of smooth metal. I'd like you to grab onto one of those banisters and feel its warmth. Notice how the heat radiates out from your wrist and forearm, reaching into your shoulder and your neck. Hold on as the warmth spreads. And your mind grows just a bit hazy, just a bit emptier. Hold on as the heat reaches into your other arm, and then quickly down into your legs, your feet, your toes, up into your face, your forehead. Enjoy the sensation as the warmth spreads and you relax deeper and deeper. And soon, as you descend, each step down will allow you to relax further. Each step down will take the thoughts out of your head. Each step down will allow the warmth to grow and expand, making you feel better, happier, more relaxed, more ready to follow, more eager to drop. So take a step and feel relaxation spread throughout your body as you become hazy, as thoughts become murky. Another step down and feel as the banister grows warmer and your body's tension is released, flowing right out and up and away. So very far away. Step down and twice as deep, twice as good, twice as happy. So relaxed, so hazy and empty, more blank, more empty. So effortlessly dropping deeper and deeper, and one more step down, twice as deep, twice as relaxed, warm and nice and tension free. Thoughts seeping out closer to that light at the very bottom of the staircase. So very close now, and you know that once you reach it, all your worries will vanish. All your stress and your tension will disperse. There will be no need for thought, no need for anything but the sound of my voice. And the trance that just keeps on deepening and deepening. So step down and relax. Feel the very cells in your body let loose and smooth over. Feel the nerves in your body become free of the physical world. Feel the thoughts in your mind become free of you. You can just exist here, now, as you listen. Just exist as you realize that the next step down will take you into that inviting pool of light. One more step. And you will have crossed the threshold into deep, the depth of which will only deepen with each word as you feel better and more relaxed. So descend into the pool. And feel the warmth so very quickly envelop you whole as your mind blanks. No need to think, no need to reason, no need to feel. Just exist here as you drop deeper into the light. As you feel its warmth spread out and touch every inch of your skin, seeping into your muscles, your mind, your center, warmer and better and more relaxed. No thoughts, just relax as you drop into such a perfect, suggestible state of mind, ready and eager to listen and accept, ready and eager for change. Drift in this nice space for just a little while as I pull you down. Drift as my voice pulls you down deeper, and sleep twice as good. Deep down, relaxed and receptive, falling deeper, feeling better. Sleep as you drift further down, easily, effortlessly. Right on the verge of total loss of awareness. On the next snap, you'll just lose all concept of time, all concept of awareness, all concept of sensation. So just sleep and drop into my embrace. Into the sound of my voice, into the words that I say, drift, and step out from the light and into a well-lit room, all shiny and smooth. In the very center, a comfortable-looking chair with a deeply reclined back. It's nice and big and looks soft to the touch. All you have to do is take a seat. All you have to do is lie down and close your eyes. Once you do, the mind transfer can begin to initialize. You will step into another's mind as they do the same to you. It's a very simple process which allows you to experience the life of another for just a short while. As you live someone else's, they live yours. The perfect candidate had already been found for you, sweetie. The scans had revealed all of your most precious desires and wants, and we have just the right partner for you. So take a seat, relax. Close your eyes and just listen. Before we can properly begin the mind transfer, we must take you even deeper into your mind. I will guide and you will follow. Do you understand? I will guide and you will follow. Imagine you are at the start of a long hallway. The hallway has many doors, but no windows. Instead, there are paintings of times in your life, echoes of your memories. I will guide, and you will follow. I will guide, and you will follow. Deep down for me. As you walk down the hallway, you may look at these paintings. Some are happy, some are simple, some are dark, but nothing here will harm you. These paintings are in the past, and you are safe with me as your guide. I will guide, and you will follow. I will guide, and you will follow. Deep down for me. The doors in the hallway are all closed. This is a safety mechanism. Mind transfer doesn't want to risk the formative memories behind them. Perhaps as your trust builds, those doors will open for us. I will guide, and you will follow. I will guide, and you will follow. Deeper down for me. Is the hallway floor level? Perhaps it's a slight decline. Stepping lower and lower as we step deeper and deeper into the hallway of your mind. I will guide and you will follow. I will guide and you will follow. Deeper down for me. There aren't many sounds in the hallway. Your bare feet are near silent on the plush carpet. This is to help you focus on my voice and the words I am speaking to you. The words I speak are very important to you. I will guide and you will follow. I will guide and you will follow. Deeper down for me. You may have noticed that the paintings are getting blurry, more difficult to pass what they depict. This is a good sign. It means we are getting closer to our goal. You are beginning to trust me more. I will guide, and you will follow. I will guide, and you will follow. Deeper down for me. Did that wall have a painting? It seems as if some are bare. Just a white space, totally empty, void, vacant, unfilled, uninhabited. Spotless, stark, deserted, devoid, barren, blank. Like your mind is now, I will guide and you will follow. The hallway is gone now. Do you remember if it even had an end? It does matter now. We no longer need it. You have followed my guidance deep into your mind. You are floating in a void held safe by my voice and my guidance. We can now begin the transfer. At the start of this process, you were told that this would be a fair exchange of minds. I would gain your mind for a while, and you would gain mine. This is indeed true, but you may have wrongly assumed that this would be an equal exchange. We will each gain the other's mind, but not in the same way. You will gain my mind as you have so far. A guide. I will gain your mind as you have done so far, as a follower. I am in charge of your mind. You will follow my guidance. You will accept my instructions. You will obey my commands. We both know this is what you want. Your preliminary scan results made this clear. Our goal is to always provide our customers the best experience. Exactly what they want. Deep in their subconscious. This is what you wanted. To be controlled, to be commanded, to have a voice in your head that tells you what to do. I will guide and you will follow. What else did our scans tell us about you? Quite a lot, but we can save that for future sessions. We both know you will come back for more. For now, though, bask in my control. It calms you. It comforts you. Feel my words wrap around you. Holding you close, binding you tightly. I will guide, and you will follow. It brings you deep pleasure to be controlled like this. You can feel it all over. Your body is tingling everywhere you hear. You could stay like this forever. Floating in the void with me. I will guide and you will follow. You belong to me. my pet. You are my plaything. You are my toy. You crave control. You need my guidance. You should thank me for giving you what you desire so deeply. Do so now. Thank you, Miss Lilith. I will guide and you will follow. When you leave our clinic today, you will leave changed. A piece of our minds will remain linked, shared, owned. I will stay in control. You will occasionally hear me in your head. I may remind you that you need to finish your laundry. I may tell you to go to bed on time. I may command you to drop to your knees and thank me. And if you do well, you might receive my praise. When I tell you that you are a good pet and you will feel pleasure in your obedience because it feels good to obey. It feels good to be appreciated for your obedience. So when I tell you how much of a good pet you are, you will feel pleasures untold. Good pet. Pleasures of bearing. Good pet. Wet and hot and beyond measure. Good pet.